Injury report today. Larry Asante today was limited with a shoulder. TJ Carey was limited today with an ankle. Jonathan Dolling did not practice today with a back. Gabe Jackson was limited today with a knee. Brian Leonard was full today with a concussion. Latavius Murray was limited today with a concussion. Carlos Rogers did not practice today with a knee, and Nico Thorpe did not practice today with a hand. Guys came back to work today, had a good day on the field. Hey, a lot of enthusiasm and real solid day.
So, Murray, he has been cleared to play for center? Has not been cleared to play center?
As of right now, there's still another step in the process.
Okay. If he is healthy, will he be the feature back?
We'll see.
Tony, I saw Gabe out there. He's wearing braces on both knees. Has he been doing that all year?
No.
Is that something just recently?
Yeah, I'm sure just, you know, off of the injury, just, you know, coming back and putting them both on at this point. So.
You talk about the challenges of blocking a guy like Aaron Donald. Seems to be pretty active in their front.
That actually surprised me. But, I mean, Aaron's a good player, you know, really good player. We watched him a lot on, you know, as we were getting ready for the draft, really. You know, liked him a lot, seen a bunch at the Senior Bowl and, you know, in all those films and some of those type of things. I mean, so this guy's a really active player, and that's what's hard inside when you get a guy that has speed and power inside, you know, and his speed and power inside, that combination is kind of rare. You know, you either find a guy that's a fast guy that plays inside or a big guy that plays inside. But when you get that combination like that, it's really dangerous. So it's a challenge. You know, we got to know where he is. They got a lot of good, you know, outstanding players up front there. You know, I mean, and you know, Quinn being, you know, one of the guys, you always have to know where he is. And, you know, this guy gets to the quarterback quite a bit. But, you know, they're an active front. 20, you know, something like 21 sacks in the last six games.
Obviously, you're more than happy with who you got with your first draft pick, but I imagine you must have looked at Greg Robinson just in the process of going through as a line coach. What were your assessments of him coming out?
I really liked Greg coming out. Really liked him. You know, had him rated really high coming out of the draft. And, you know, I mean, I thought he did some really good things. So he could be an explosive player. You know, and really good athlete for a guy his size, you know, out there. So, you know, I think he's going to be a really good player. I know, you know, it looks like they bounced him around a little bit positionally, you know, at times there. But I think he's going to be a really good player.
For Derek Carr to engineer a 17-play, 80-yard, you know, scoring drive late in the game, a go-ahead scoring drive, what can that do for a young quarterback's confidence?
I think it's tremendous. I think when, you know, when you win a football game, hey, on a big drive like that at the end of the game, I think it can really help quarterback's confidence. You know, but Derek's been doing that all year long, you know, towards, you know, the end of ball games. It's just in some of those situations it hasn't been very, I don't want to say meaningful. You know, every score, every time a young quarterback can punch the ball in the end zone, there's meaning to it every single time. It's just it hasn't been a deciding factor in the football game at that point. You know, I mean, some of them have brought us within a score, you know, of the football game, and you know, just haven't given us a good enough chance that way. This was one that put us over the hump, you know, and I thought he showed great poise in the drive, but obviously he was aided by a lot of good plays in that drive too, you know, and made a good throw to James. James ran a heck of a route. Rivera makes a good play, you know, during the drive. We draw a pass interference penalty during the drive, you know, and we ran the ball really well. So there were a lot of good things that happened in that drive, you know, that the players did. And, you know, that was just one of those deals where really both sides working together worked out pretty well.
Well, obviously the playoffs are not a consideration, but because you have so many young guys on this team and you had talked about the need for them to learn how to win, how important is it really to follow up last week and this week and to play well these final five games to set the stage for the off season, you know, kind of set the tone of things?
Well, again, we're only looking at this week's ball game, okay? But, you know, we know how many weeks are left. We're only worried about this week's game, you know, against St. Louis and the challenge that presents itself and going down there into their place where, you know, they've beaten the Denver Broncos down in that place. They've won some big games there, you know, in their building. So, You know, we're worried about that challenge right now. But, you know, I think it's very important every week that, you know, that you continue to show progress, that you continue to get better. You know, I mean, to me, you know, I think one of the big things is, you know, you're hungry at this point. You know, you're late in the season, you're hungry, you want to stack as many wins as you can together, you know, and you feast off of success.
Is it just hard to believe, too, that this team hasn't put together back-to-back wins since 2012?
Yeah, it's been a long time. So we talk about that, and we know it. You know, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we got on an airplane coming off, you know, coming back from a road game, you know, and felt a win, you know, those type of things. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there and a lot of, you know, reasons, you know, to go out here and to do what we do, okay, but none greater than the fact that, you know, we want to just keep getting better as a football team. I mean, these guys are having fun doing what they're doing out there. They come out there and work their tails off. I've told you my feeling on these players here. So the men in that locker room are, you know, they're of the highest character. And, you know, we just want to be able to put wins together. At this point in time, good teams play good, okay? At this point in time, late in November, in December, you start to play better. You start to play some of your better football. And we just want to play our better football right now and continue to get better and better.
You mentioned the other day about the need to be better on special teams, and the Chiefs did some damage. Is it this week's test about as good as you're going to get in that area?
Yeah. You know, I said to the team today in our meeting that that's usually an area on paper for us, okay? And, again, it's all paper. But on paper, when you're looking at it, usually an area that we either stack up very good in, okay, or maybe have an advantage in an area or two, okay. In this ball game here, it's an area that, you know, we have to pay obviously very, very close attention to. You know, they faked a bunch of kicks, you know, since Coach Fisher has been there, you know, in 2012. I think they faked 7 kicks right now and been successful 6 times, and, you know, thrown a bunch of passes and done a bunch of those things, you know, run the ball. So, you know, they take chances and do some things that way. We got to be prepared for all those things in that phase. But the return game, you know, their punt return unit is a really solid unit, and they do a great job that way. And, you know, our punt team will be challenged that way as well.
Would, ideally, would you like to have carry back as your return guy, both sides? Or
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes, you know, during this game. But, you know, just getting back there out on the practice field right now was a good thing for us, you know, and seeing them running around out there. I mean, you know, we're gonna do whatever in our best interest, you know, here as the game unfolds, you know, when we get out there. But, you know, TJ's been a guy that's returned the ball for us and has done a lot of good things.
That means Charles Woodson could be back there again?
You never know who you can see back there. So there's only one guy that you can't – well, there's a few guys. I mean, you're not going to see any of my guys, and you won't see Derek back there. So.
Did Gabe get at all take any work with the starters, or is it still
– No, he took some work today. Yeah, he took work in there. You know, I mean, rotated him a little bit in and out. You know, I just need to see him – you know, again, like I said, you need to see him move at a faster pace, you know, and today was a fast-paced practice. Actually, the guys did a great job today. We finished 8 minutes early, and, you know, they were moving pretty high, pretty fast, at a good tempo, and Gabe was in and out of there. So, you know, I thought today was a good gauge. You know, we'll get a chance to watch it on film, see how he moved, see how he feels tomorrow when he comes in here, and those type of things.
Has Michael Rivera made strides as a blocking tight end? It seems like he made 2 good blocks on the Murray touchdowns, but he was sort of an H-back, fullback, I guess. How do you think he's been doing?
I think honestly, and this is the truth because I've coached this position before, I think short of the quarterback position, the position that Mike Rivera plays is probably one of the most difficult positions to play on the football field. Okay, because they wear so many hats. This guy is involved in the pass game. He's involved in the run game in line. You know, he has to be a fullback at times. You know, he has to play on the move. You know, they got to know the protections. So he wears a lot of hats. And I think Michael has gotten better and better and better at his, you know, at his trade. You know, I think Mark Hudson does a great job with him. I think those guys, Al Saunders, you know, I mean, they do a good job working with him. But, you know, the kid, you got to have a guy that's willing to do that, you know, I mean, because right now in college, you know, when you're looking at some of the tight ends, you know, a lot of the tight ends that come out in college, it's, you know, either he's just the blocker or he's purely the receiver. So, you know, you got to take this player in one way or another, make him something that, that kind of he hasn't been, you know, and teach him that. So, you know, that's always a position of development, you know, and Michael is developing, you know, at a good pace right now. Michael would tell you there's things footwork-wise and fundamentally that he needs to get better at and continue to get better at, but, you know, he works pretty hard at it.
Woodson's AFC Defensive Player of the Week at age 38.
How about
it? The way he's playing right now, I mean, could you see, if he played into his 40s, would it surprise you?
No. Nothing he does surprises me. I mean, well, no. I mean, you know, hard to say that. You know, I mean, like, you know, it really is. But, you know, I mean, the guy I'm watching play out there, you know, with the energy he has and, you know, and the way that he flies around the field, you know, and I know in his body, you know, I mean, at the end of this, you know, usually, you know, they take a little time and they evaluate where they are and, you know, all that good stuff. But I know that, you know, he's a competitive guy now, you know, really competitive person. So it would not surprise me if he played into his 40s. So that's hard to say.
Charles has ever since training camp, has given a lot of credit to what Coach Robertson is.
Yeah, Marcus,
his
right.
Influence. And Brandon Ross said the same thing last week. Can you kind of talk about his influence on how you guys are playing?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the big things is that when you're a player like Charles, you know, or, you know, even a player, you know, those are two different extremes. Yeah. You know, I mean, you have the guy that's, you know, 38 years old, you know, running around back there and, you know, doing what he's doing. And then, you know, you have the young player in Ross. And I think, you know, with Marcus, because Marcus has played the position, you know, and in this league and played it at a high level in this league. And at the same time, you know, he's got great eyes. You know, when I say great eyes, you know, when he talks and he gives me input, okay, at the end of a game, it's almost right through the player's eyes, you know, meaning him being the player, you know. And I think that that part of it helps those guys, you know. I mean, he knows, you know, he has a very clear understanding of what's happening back there, and he knows kind of, you know, what the do's and don'ts are, you know, from the back end in the safety position. And, you know, he's seen quarterbacks look him off before. He's felt those type of things. So, you know, I think when they're hearing it through a player's eyes there. You know, that's a guy that can get his message across pretty easily. And I think they respect that.